relative to a public hearing.
Were you here, Bill, when they first came up?
No. Okay. But I know what it is.
On the subdivision and rezoning on the northwest corner of McCurry Road and Wiper Road in the fine ward of Charles Wood Tuxedo. So, what is the will of the council?
These are all 2.5 acre properties, Noah, right?
Yes. All of them except their one left over is larger. It's 3.9.
It's 3.9, okay. Is that the one on the corner or is that the...
Yeah, that's the one on the corner of the McCurry.
Yeah, because it flares out at the back there.
Right. So
okay. Now that piece on the front is being dedicated?
That piece on the front, I believe, has already been taken by the Public Works Department.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was taken, sir.
Negotiated.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Because that was the key issue here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a strip there. You can sort of see it on page 4.
Okay, I'm curious, though, about one... nothing to do with the gentleman. I mean, he's just here trying to create the lots, and I got no problem with that. The zoning is a little crazy here, though. This is out of that new book, right?
This get rural residential too.
Well, like as an example, front yard requirement is 50 feet. Everything there is way beyond that.
Yeah.
That's a silly requirement.
That's right. In fact, the secondary plan requires 130.
Well, but it doesn't say that here, so that has to be changed, right?
They will be minimum 130. Or 100 over.
Well, it says the secondary plan on McCurry Road says minimum lot size of 40 acres on the A side, and it says site width requirement 300 feet. And then you've got side yards of 25 feet, front yard, this says 100 feet over here.
That would be from the zoning bylaw, yeah.
So what's RR2 rural?
That's it, rural residential.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that a 50-foot front yard doesn't make any sense.
You mean the lot width?
No. Front yard is the distance between the front street and the house. There's not a house anywhere on that block, except for Gordon Chiswell's place that was built about 50 years ago.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Right.
So yeah, a 50-foot front yard
doesn't
cut it. I mean, every house there is way beyond that, mm-hmm. way further back. These things are 300 and something feet deep, aren't they?
How do you find it?
750
feet by
exactly. Yeah. The huge
748. Now it would be less because the city took part of the development.
But it's only about 20 feet or 25 feet that front piece.
Somewhere around that, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So the front. So if we're going to do, if this has been applied for under RR2,
mm-hmm.
so am I allowed to amend this? Because it doesn't work, no. I mean, you can't have a whole street with houses 100 or 125 foot setback.
And then all of a sudden
you create seven lots that are completely different than everybody else.
Yeah, you can do it with the zoning agreement to
Can I do it here?
Sure.
Because I don't know what those front yards are.
Yeah.
What the average one?
And it says rear yard requirements 25 feet. Well, 700 feet, that's ridiculous. This doesn't work. It's got nothing to do with whether the subdivision's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's got everything to do with these. Even the maximum building height, 35 feet, is probably crazy. If they wanted to be a little higher, they could. But, it doesn't talk about side yard requirements are 25 feet. And then it says site width requirement of 130. How wide are these lots?
They're 140.
They're all 140 plus? Because that's important. Well, yeah, because you have to have a minimum. I don't know if it says that on here anywhere, but to have a a septic field, you need a minimum 50-foot side yard. That's what's in our policy, which would, and the narrowest cell that you can have is 30 feet, so you have to have a minimum of 130 feet or you've got to get into pump outs. But these are all wider than 130 feet?
Yes, the pump is wider, yeah.
Does it say anywhere on here that you have to have a 50-foot side yard for septic fields?
No, that is, those are provincial requirements.
No, we have a secondary plan, Noah.
Right.
And then this is part of the Wilkes secondary plan?
Right.
And in the Wilkes secondary plan, it says that you have to have 50-foot side yards. Okay. It doesn't say that here anywhere.
Okay.
So this isn't ready to go. There's a bit of work that should be done from a planning aspect on here. This is not consistent with the Wilkes South Secondary Plan whatsoever. This is consistent with that crazy book we passed a year ago that changed everything, but it doesn't supersede the secondary plan.
No, it doesn't, so they have to meet the requirements.
So we can't really deal with it. Because I can't just wing this stuff. You know, like this has got no status down here, RR2. So there's several issues, okay? The secondary plan won't talk about a front yard, but we should know what the average front yard is on McCreary, number one. There should be consistent side yards, and I don't know what they are in the secondary plan. For sure, we have to deal with the septic issue. Because there's rules around it, and you're right, the province did that, but we actually did it first. We actually, they actually came in after we did that, to be honest with you. It was something that was being discussed in the Capital Region at the time to do with environmental issues. So we have to pin that down, because I can tell you the people that want to buy these lots don't want to have pump outs, or they're going to spend $4,500 a year paying to pump out sewage when they can have a septic field. And they can't have one as long as they've got 130 feet and 2.5 acres, and they do. Right? Because that's what the secondary plan says.
Right.
Okay? Anyway, so we have to get it back into the secondary plan and out of this other document is the bottom line. And I appreciate you guys are trying to follow that, but I'm going to get it amended. If it's the last thing I do, that document is crazy.
Well, yeah, and we can, through a zoning agreement, we can change the requirement.
Yeah, except that I got to know what I'm...
Exactly. I'll go back and talk to the planner who drafted the report.
Anyway, and, nothing was likely going to happen here over Christmas anyways, I don't imagine, but
yeah.
That's too bad. I was actually reading this today, and then Visa came in and...
Mm-hmm.
And we started going through some things, and I never got a chance to get through it, or I would have asked you those questions this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, and you might have had a chance to bring some of it. But anyway, I'm going to have to move that it be laid over for 1 month.
Okay. Yep. Sorry, there is an issue that this is the second adjournment, and I'm told it has to be dealt with.
I can't deal with it, and that's just... somebody's rules that we can supersede somehow.
Oh.
Gotta be.
So there may be legal consequences if we don't
based
deal
on
with
him. Legal consequences from who?
I guess the bylaw.
We could make some changes to the yard requirements.
Would there be an ability to? I'm not sure if we're back.
Well, no, but if you're on your third one, you're on your third one. But I mean, that's.
We're on the third one.
Well, we're not going to make them reapply. That's crazy. And there's got to be some way to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will come up with it. You don't have to worry about that, I don't think, at least right now.
Sorry, Council. What about a zoning agreement? Addressing the minimum yard requirements. for the side yards and for the front yard, and then with the opportunity of, if that wasn't sufficient, then when it went to Standing Policy Committee, those could be addressed altered that. Then.
Okay.
So if we had
what we could do, maybe, I don't know, how do I amend it between now and when it gets to property?
Actually, P&D is tomorrow morning, I think.
No, we're not going to get there tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
anyway. That's my whole point. It's not going to get there until sometime in January, anyway.
First 2 weeks of January.
Somewhere like that, yeah.
Yeah, just so it can be dealt with, I guess, before, you know, if it's within its window that it has to be dealt with.
Well, you know what? Let's do this. Before I do that, do you have any questions of anything that's in here?
The only thing is the I need to know exactly the amount of the landification of it.
I have no idea. It's ten. It's usually
it's
a convoluted number.
It's possible to request a copy of the form.
That should have been provided.
Yeah,
in the,
did you not get that from Shirley?
Yeah,
the
material.
Information in terms of what costs.
That should be available to him through the ACG people.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
He was told to
contact Shirley Mateel for the amount, but it is like about 60,000, 62,000.
Yeah.
62,000?
Something
like that. Just over 60.
He mentioned to me about the amount that I possible that I could request. The certificate that I need to pay that amount, something like that. So
you mean to spread it or not to pay it up front, you mean?
No, we need to pay it in front if that's required. But I need to have the amount in writing so when we apply.
Well, you have to get that from the planning department.
Planning department, yeah. I just read in part in there that the property and development, something, plant and property development.
Yeah, which is where Noah works. So, you'd have to talk to that lady again, Miss Shirley Mateel.
Get that to you from Shirley Mateel. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what we'll do? And we'll let's do this. Let's move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Okay. And. I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.